We learn Tosfos Yomi. We're in Maseches Kiddushim, page 53, page B, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. And we are talking about, currently we are in the Mishnah, we are the topic on the different opinions about usage of holy consecrated things for non-holy purposes. The example told us in the Mishnah, which we have already seen so far, is the case of Kiddushin. What happens if you have different kinds of holy things and you are trying to engage a woman with its value? You cannot do it, basically, because it's really not yours. It's like God's own property. Or let's say it is the property of the Beis HaMikdash, the property of the temple. But what if you do it? So there are different opinions and different cases. There are several cases where we don't have to deal with all of them, because we are only dealing with one specific case. But just as an overview, there is Zevochim, which we have seen already, Kodshei Kodashim, Kodshim Kalim, which we call Chelkai, that a Kohen receives his part, his share of the animals which were already slaughtered for a holy purpose, and they have now to eat it, and instead of eating it, they are trading with it, or they are buying or consecrating a marriage with it. So this was one case. Other case is Maaser. Maaser is the 10th percent of all the products that the field gives to somebody, and he has to take this maaser. This is maaser sheni, this is second tenth of the product, which he has to consume in Jerusalem during the holidays when he has to go to Jerusalem anyway. So this is also something which is consecrated, and you just cannot use it. And really it depends according to which rabbi, and was it shoygeg or was it mezid? Was it accidental that you did it, or was it on purpose? And the third case was hekdesh. Hekdesh is like a neder, like a vow that he said, that I want this cow to be for something sacred, from something holy purpose. Either be the property of the Beis HaMikdash, either be sold, and all the reconstructions, all the works, or any costs that are rising around the Beis HaMikdash should be covered by its value. Or it should be go to the altar, and it should be eaten by Koyanim, its meat. Or I don't know, but there is such a possibility to any Jew to say any place, even nowadays, but it's not really recommended to say such a thing. I don't know if it works, but theoretically, everybody can say, this should be hektesh, this should be consecrated, which immediately goes to the temple. Later on it is possible to specify, or immediately is it possible to specify for which purpose exactly. But it's possible to just say stam without any further declarations, and it works actually. It will be immediately property of the temple and not your property, and you cannot benefit anything from it. And if you do, you are being moyel. You are being like stealing from the property of the temple, in which case you should give back the value, of course, as in any case. Furthermore, you have to pay chomesh, keren v'chomesh. Keren means the basic value, which you have benefited. Chomesh means 20%, literally 1/5, you have to add it to the basic value. And furthermore, you have to bring a korban me'il, asham me'il, which is a special korban designated for this purpose. So you don't want to do it. But the big question is whether you can do it or not. Interestingly enough, not all the rabbis say so that you can do it. So if you look at our daf, you see such an opinion here, which is just the introduction to the bottom Tosfos, which is the shorter, so we do this now. We are still in the starting phase of this program, so we are still training ourselves to be working in Tosfos, and later on maybe we will grab such bigger Tosfos, like the upper one. But for now, it suffices to do the lower. So there was this question, which is about 12 lines from the bottom. Starts from the second word, Bo'amine Rav Chiye Bar Avin Merav Chisda. So Rav Chiye Bar Avin asked Rav Chisda, Be'mecher Mai. So what's the case with Mecher? What's the case with buying something? Omarle, he said, Afe Mecher Lokana. He said, even in this case doesn't work. So Rashi knows how to decode based on the Mishnah, which is really you have just to put together all the different parameters, but Rashi does this job. So we can skip this really. Rashi says, Be'mecher mai. Rashi says, Lokach ha-chefetz be'mui sektesh be'shoigeg. So this was accidentally. He have accidentally bought something using Hekdesh property, which is clearly not allowed. But maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. The Rabbi Meir, Kana, I like Kana. According to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, which we'll see soon, what is this? Does it work or doesn't? By the way, he says, Af b'mecher like Kana. Even in this case doesn't work, which implies even the original case, which was the Kiddushin, because all the Mishnah is about Kiddushin. So even this case doesn't work according to Rabbi Meir. B'shoigeg, if it was accidentally, if it was from Hekdesh, if it was Rabbi Meir, Kiddushin doesn't work, and even doesn't work Mecher. So what does this mean? To say the simplest thing, it's really about two forces, one against the other. One force is Hekdesh, the force of Hekdesh, the force of property of the temple, which you cannot use. And the other force is, you are being engaging a woman. So Hekdesh and Kiddushin, which is the stronger? In the Shoigeg case, according to Rabbi Meir says, Kiddushin is stronger, Hekdesh is stronger, sorry. So Kiddushin doesn't work, which saves our souls, which is a very good thing. So it's a very good thing to be a chassid of Rabbi Meir, to believe in his opinion. It's very good for us, because he saves us from sin. Sinning, it really, to do this sin called Me'ilah, to benefit from holy property, according to Rabbi Meir, is a very hard thing. It's a very hard sin to commit. You just cannot do it. Because you cannot be Mekadesh and Isha. You cannot be a consecrate woman with Hekdesh. Because Hekdesh is stronger. So what if you consecrate a woman? She's not consecrated. She's nobody. Like stranger to you. And what's the case? So according to this opinion, something stronger, this is what he asks. Even if I buy something, I forgot that I give this cow to the temple, and I forgot suddenly, or I switch it, or I don't know. So it was really shoigeg. And I buy something, I go to the marketplace, and I buy sell it, and I have some money, and I buy something from it. So in this case, even this case, it's no me'ilah. I didn't commit the sin called stealing from temple property. When do I commit this sin? So it's still, the cow is still koidesh. The cow is still hektesh. I'm still not benefiting from it. So legally, sometimes it's called maybe a legal nonsense. Because the legal reality does not cover the actual reality. So now, The cow is, I don't know where it is, way, way far from here. and it is Hekdesh. And they think that this is, it is theirs, but actually it is not. And I have something, a nice product by myself, which is actually not mine. It's actually theirs. And when they slaughter the cow, now they are in big trouble. Because this is the only way to do the Me'ilah. Or really any kind of benefit that they do with the cow is actually Me'ilah. So even if they use an animal to work in the field, or to bring something, or any type of usage, any type of small kind of benefit is already Me'ilah. Even to draw some milk. So these are all possible cases. Or to eat its meat, to slaughter it and eat from its meat is also Me'ilah. So this is how it works. But really, this is the not so nice part of Rabbi Meir's opinion, that yes, it's true, you are not being Moya, you are not being stealing from temple property, but those people who bought from you, they really don't know what they bought, and they are being Moya whenever they have any kind of benefit from this cow. Okay. So Rashi says, Loikono. So this cow is still not called chulin. This cow is still called hektash. This is still property of the temple. This is as clear as it cannot be clearer. For Rabbi Meir, there is really no such thing as Me'ilah except the case of eating the Hekdesh, which I think any kind of drawing benefit, but it must be direct. So it cannot be just trading. So this implies that when you get some money out of it, or you trade with it, it's really not called Me'ilah. Doesn't matter where it is. It is called Hekdesh. It is still called Hekdesh. So this is the setup. This is what Rabbi Meir thinks about how Me'ilah in Hekdesh does work. Okay. So, this we understand. So we can see what the Taisves has to say about it. Af Mecher Laikona. What the Taisves says. Ve'lo yatsu mois lechulim. It's a way of the Taisfest that in the first few lines it just quotes Rashi's Shita without any kind of modification. Sometimes it says that it is the text of Rashi, now it doesn't, says no problem. So it is still called Hekdesh. Okay, this we know already. Now something new starts. The Kol Eka, the Issa Be Gaza, the Rachmono, Ite. Gaza, the Rachmono, Ite. Kivan the Ihebe Yoda, Loi Ave Mafik. Oh. So Taisves already adds another flavor to it, which is the flavor of a Shagig. So, according to Rabbi Meir, this works only in the case of Shagig. With what is Shagig? It was just by accident. Would he know that it is Hekdesh? He wouldn't do such a thing. So maybe this is what causing Rabbi Meir to say such hard things, that you cannot be Moyo. Yes, you cannot be Moyo because it's by accident, because you don't have the Kavono to do Me'ilah, which implies something thoughtful action. So you need first you need the thought. You don't have the thought because you have no clue that it is Hekdesh. So this is a deciding factor, could be for Rabbi Meir. Okay, nice. And he says that this was the by the Torah. This is the Rachmono, here it means Torah, the Torah. According to the Torah's decree, this is the case. Avol b'mezid kiddish. But in a case of mezid, it does work. Kiddush, I think that this goes already on the case which was the earlier case of kiddushin, that we have already seen, that maybe we can consecrate a marriage using Hekdesh. So by the way, it's very interesting that it says Bebegaz Adarachmana. The Ita Bebegaz Adarachmana. I took a search for it in the digital version. What is this Bebegaz Adarachmana? Actually, it's a technicus terminus for Lashem Oretzum Laya. All the earth and all what it fills it is in Hashem's domain. So everything is His. So no matter you sell the cow, it's still in Hashem's domain. So I share with you the technique which I do. I always search in the text of the Gemara which I have on my computer and check in the English version, online version, and so that I can understand. So this is very good because even this can be used as a dictionary for Tosfos, because Tosfos is makpid to use only expressions from the Gemara. This was actually from Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed Tes A. Yeah, so this is the reasoning behind Rabbi Meir in the case of Shoigeg. Kevan de Yave Yode, Ave Avalba Mezit Kidesh. Okay, so Mezit is another thing. The Rabbi Meir la Taime. What is Rabbi Meir's general philosophy regarding the Kiddushin of Mezid, Kiddushin on purpose, using Hekdesh, the Omar, Hekdesh be Mezid mitchalo. Okay, Uma pikla, mikra. And Rabbi Meir learns this from a posuk. Here it says also the posuk, as I say. Interesting. I mo'al mo'al. Sorry, I'm at the mo'al mo'al. But doesn't say which pasuk. This is also something which is possible to search for, but anyway, Rabbi Meir, in another place, he says that bemezid it can be mitchalo. So maybe this can seem as a contradiction. So why is it so? Why maybe it's Rabbi Meir. This both opinions are of Rabbi Meir. So is this consequent? Is this consistent of Rabbi Meir? If you did it on purpose, you are able to be mitchalel. You are able to take out of Hashem's domain. Why? Seemingly why? Because seemingly still Hashem's domain. So you're stronger. So let's see this. One moment before we talked about which is stronger, Hekdesh or Kiddushin. Now we are adding a new parameter to the system. Now we are adding your force and your kavanas and your intentions. We said Hekdesh, Kiddushin, so it seems Hekdesh is stronger. You cannot do Kiddushin unless you really want it. If you really want it, then it's really like pulling a rope. And one side of the rope you have Hekdesh, other side of the rope you and Kiddushin together. And you and Kiddushin together, you are stronger. You are the deciding factor. Something maybe similar like the Jewish philosophy about free choice. You are the deciding factor. You're in between good and bad, and yeah, you have to choose. Let's see what's behind this. Additionally, for Me'ila to work, you have to have what is called a Shinui. Shinui is a slight modification. So maybe this implies it cannot be something like just you put something to the animal, something which is hard for you. You don't want to bring it home, you have an animal, let the animal bring it home. This is already Meila. Question is there a Shinui? The animal will be maybe weaker. The animal maybe not so fat as before. So is this a Shinui? Keloimar, Imeila al Bashinui, Keloimar, Bemezid, which is in the case of Mezid, because Shoigeg we said that there is no such thing. The Mirzel Goizloi Yiknenu Miyad. If he wants to steal it, it works immediately. וזה שינו, קודק קידש במזיד. And this was a שינוי, and this was, this itself was a שינוי, that he did a קידושים ודית במזיד. Okay, so, okay, so it's very interesting, because actually it seems that here Tosfos is trying to reveal Shitas Rabbi Meir. And what is interesting that it doesn't say an exact source from the Gemara, where does he says it? But what he assumes to be its source is Soite. According to this correcture of the Reish Shin Aleph, which can be found in Masoret Hashas, Tzarich Lamar, the Timal Mo'al, which is by Soite. As Tosfos later on says it, the Timal Mo'al, the language of Me'ilah is being used in the Torah in the context of Soita, wayward wife, who is committing treachery against his husband, is called Me'ilah, from which he learns that it must be mazed. For Me'ilah to be to work, you need the kavona, you need the intention, you need to be mazed, and this is Shitas Rabbi Meir according to Tosfos. He says, "V'im me'ilah b'lo b'shinui." No, there is no me'ilah only by shinui. Kolaymar mazed. Shinui here means mazed. It doesn't mean really what I said. Sorry, what I said before. Generally, shinui means like a change, but now it means in this case the mazed. What does it mean? What does it have to do shinui with mazed? It says. Because if he wants to steal it, it's immediately his. So this is a shinui. Shinui reshus, I think. This is a special kind of shinui that first it was yours, now it's mine, because I took it. It's not a general case. Generally, you have to do something with what you steal in order to become fully yours. Until it's fully yours, you have to give it back. So I really don't understand this concept here. What is being changed to this original approach that originally you have to give it back as it is. But if you want, here it says im yirtzeh lagoyz la'yiknenu miyad. Veze shino, and this is the change that it's now it's yours and not his. Maybe I have something to difference to say, because in a general case you steal it from your friend and you have to give it back to your friend. Now you steal it from the temple property. Temple property, you don't. It's not bein adam lachaver, bein adam lemokoyim. It's not between man and his fellow. It's between man and God. God doesn't want it to back from you. It's a nice thing that you give it back to him. To give something back to your friend as you steal it, this is the way to do. But to God, God doesn't want your property. If you steal it from him, then it's already yours, maybe. Maybe this is the difference. But let's see further. Viraya. So Tosfos brings a proof, Eka de Kiddush Bemezid. So wherever he did a Kiddushim Bemezid, so now we are in, Tosfos is now, now going on by explaining the Mishnah, which said that according to Rabbi Meir Bemezid, Behekdesh works the Kiddushim, Shoigeg doesn't work, because Shoigeg, you don't commit such a crime by accident, but if you want, you can. So in order to steal from temple property, you need to be intention, you need to be thoughtful, negative action. And what is the proof? Raya datimal mo'al havei bemezid. Rabbi Meir apparently had a source for it. Vatimal mo'al. Diksiv gabei soite. And this is in the Torah. In the topic of a wayward wife, gabe ish ki tiste ishtoy umoalo bay moal. When a man has a wayward wife, and his wife is treating him, which is a language of Me'ila, the same language we need. And it's really clear that here we are speaking with thoughtful action. So this is the source for Rabbi Meir, that Me'ila has to be thoughtful. Okay. So Rabbi Meir now learns Gzeras HaKosu, language of Me'ila. What does it mean? Stealing from temple property. And it has to be thoughtful. Why? Because we see in Soita. In Soita it is clear that it's thoughtful. If it's not thoughtful, if the woman is being harassed, being forced to be with another man, then she is not in the parsha. She is not in this topic. It is not spoken about here. So it's clear that from that context we can learn out, according to Rabbi Meir, Me'ila needs to be thoughtful. Great. We have a Torah source for it now. Yes. It's sure that when she breaks the marriage, this is a thoughtful, this is a intentful action from her part. But, says Taisfes, if you are very well versed in Torah, then you can bring something which would seem to you as an opposite proof, which is the redemption of the fields. In which case you can see something which shows the opposite. So let's see how does this work. So this is only a mitzvah of venosan hakesef vekamloi. What is the case of venosan hakesef vekamloi? The case is you have a field which is currently in temple property and you want to redeem it. You can do it. You have to add a choymesh. It's a general rule. You always add a choymesh. You always add a fifth, 20%. And it works. But it says it's only a mitzvah. Develav kesefu mischalel im yirtze legoizloi. Yes. But if you want, we just learned according to Rabbi Meir, you can always steal the field. I don't know how to steal a field, Baruch Hashem. But let's assume, theoretically at least, that you can steal a field. And you steal the field, and it's really yours. So don't come, says Taisfes, don't come and tell me that here the Torah says, but apparently this is proof. This is opposite proof, that Nosa HaKesef VeKamla, you have to add the Choymesh, you have to... you have to be a nice person and give all the money, and after that it will be your property. No, we just learned, according to Rabbi Meir, that it works. You can steal, and steal will work in this case. God will say, okay, you want to steal, you can steal. Maybe this is a general principle of Bederek Sheolam Ratzilelech Moynichin Oysoi. Every path that a man should want to go, they will help him to go in this way. I heard a nice explanation, maybe it's according to Maharsha, that this is really the angels. But they are helping him. Not God helps him, they are helping him. God, you are creating angels with your willpower. You want to do bad, you are creating bad angels, and the bad angels are forcing you to do the bad. You are wanting to do good. Your thoughts are creating good angels, and the good angels are helping you. With a nice explanation. Anyway, here it says, you can steal anytime, anywhere, from the temple property, and it will work. And it will be mischalor. It will go out of temple property, because you did it mazid. And you don't have to give away the money, like seemingly opposite to what the text says, but Tosfos says, this is lemitzvah ba'alma only. This is if you want to be a nice guy, you give the money and you don't steal. Sure, this is true, and you don't bring an opposite proof from here. Okay, so Atkan Shitas Taisfes ve'Inyan Ze. This is the opinion of Taisfes about the case of Me'ila, which explains well what Rabbi Meir says. So just as a conclusion of this part. Rabbi Meir, what does he say about Shoigeg and Mezid? I think that This is really not two different things. This is one principle. You can steal by intention. You cannot steal without intention. You cannot commit the sin of Me'ilah just by accidentally. A lot of places in Talmud, we have throughout Shas, we have such things. Accidentally committing Me'ilah, and even in the Torah, it says so. So it would be really something which stands out. I don't know if there is something, maybe this could be a whole nice homework. What specific is here? Why is this Me'ilah different from all the other Me'ilahs that we've seen so far, ever? From the respect that this Me'ilah works only with intent. We learn, actually it seems nothing specific because we learn it really from Pasuk, so we say that the connotation of the word Me'ilah already has some connotation of thoughtful action, thoughtful negative action, but something which cannot be done just by accident. And if you do it by accident, yes, oh, okay, so here is the answer. So how can you be moiled by accident? If there is a cow and the cow is consecrated and you eat the cow because you don't know that this is a typical case of stealing by accident. But now this is not that case because in such cases as kiddushin, which is the typical case for the Mishnah, and buying and selling, which was the question here in the Gemara. These cases, it is not possible. These cases, another principle kicks in, the principle of everything, the whole world, and all what it feels is God's property. So you can't steal this way, you can steal only by eating, and all the underlying principle, the whole Taisfest so far, have said that in order to steal, you must have thought. Okay, we understand this. Now, Taisfest goes on, and in four lines, he explains the whole Mishnah. So, sorry for it. He says, Umihu. And at least, B'maiser keomar Rabbi Meir, the Ben Shoigeg u'Ben Meizid loy kiddush. This was for Agdash. Mishnah also mentioned the case of Meiser. What did he say in Meiser? The Ben Shoigeg u'Ben Meizid loy kiddush. Neither Shoigeg nor Meizid works. Why? Because it's a special gzeras hakosav, it's a special case, because in the case of Me'ilah, the Torah said explicitly by telling you about the soita, which is clearly a mezid case and cannot be a shoigeg case, that this works only by mezid. No such thing can be found by Meiser, so Meiser just doesn't work according to Rabbi Meir. So in the case of Meiser, we say it doesn't work. The original thought works instead. The whole world is God's. Everywhere, where it is a Meiser. You don't know, but it's a Meiser. You give away, but it's a Meiser. Kiddushin doesn't work because this is a Meiser. This is still a Meiser. You throw it away. You send it to the other part of the world. It's still a Meiser. It's Meiser anywhere. The whole world is God's world. You can't really explain the whole Taisfes standing on these two ideas. The whole world is God's and you cannot steal just by intention. Great. This is a nice long Taisfes. I said, Rabbi Yehuda Sovar. Okay, so this was for Rabbi Meir, but there was a Bar Plukta, there was something arguing with Rabbi Meir, there was Rabbi Yehuda, and what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda, so far, Maman Bailim Hu. So, really, it's an obligation of the person, and no such thing, shame myself. If somebody's familiar with such yeshivish expressions, Hefze Gavre, Din de Hefze, Din de Gavre, Din de Gavre, Din de Hefze. So, one says that really, The Meiser is the Meiser, the money is the Meiser. This is shame Meiser Olov, which is the Din of the Hefze. This is of the object. And the other party says, Momam Bailimu. So really it's my money, but I have an obligation, the Gavre, the person has an obligation to bring the Miser. And the money is not. So this explains Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Ilekach memezit kidesh de momainahu. So in Mezid, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it works because it's his money. Aval b'shoy gegloi mishum tircha de orcha. But in the case of Shoyei, not because of tircha de orcha, which is a concept well explained by the Gemara, which is that Shoyei means it's my money, but if I would have known that this is Miser, I wouldn't have done this because this is just causing me problems, so I really don't want this. So, for Kiddushin you need that, you need the consent of both parties, and you don't have, hence it just doesn't work. This was just really a short end remark, but the main thing of the Tosfos was the first part.